CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 9th of April 2023. Here are the main news headlines: the RSGB's annual general meeting, RSGB convention presentations, Ofcom plan of work for the 2023-24 year. The RSGB's annual general meeting will be held online on Saturday the 15th of April. As well as the formal business of the meeting, there will be an announcement of the results of the board director elections. The president will give a video review of 2022, and the society will announce the recipients of its annual awards and trophies, as well as the winners of its construction competition. At the end of the meeting, there will be a live presentation by RSGB Propagation Studies Committee Chairman Steve Nichols, G0KYA, who will look at the methods used to create the propagation report for GB2RS, including HF, VHF and moonbounds. This year, you'll be able to ask questions at the AGM live via the live chat on YouTube, but if you have a question about the formal business, you must submit this in advance. If you're an RSGB member, don't forget to vote for the two candidates that you would like to see as board directors for the next 2 years. You can find out more about each of them on the RSGB website. And then there's a link at the top and the bottom of the relevant page to cast your vote. Read their personal statements, watch the videos and see if their background, skills and aspirations match your view of what the society needs. The decision concerning who is to vote is entirely yours, but please do vote. It only takes a few minutes and will help to ensure the RSGB board reflects your views. You can find details about the AGM on the RSGB website. Over the Easter weekend, the RSGB will release two more presentations from its 2022 convention. David Stansfield, G0EVV, talks about the challenge and thrill of operating portable from mountain summits, whilst Olof Lundberg, G0CKV, shares experiences from his de-expeditions to 3 Bravo 8. Subscribe to the RSGB YouTube channel so you'll be alerted when each presentation is available. Go to youtube.com/the RSGB and subscribe. Ofcom has published a statement on its proposed plan of work for the 2023-24 year. The statement describes plans for a review of amateur licensing arrangements. According to the document, a consultation on the work is planned for the first quarter of the year. A subsequent statement is scheduled for the fourth quarter of the year. Once more details are available, the RSGB will review the consultation and provide guidance to UK amateurs on how to respond to Ofcom. To read the statement in full, visit www.ofcom.org.uk and choose the latest news option from the News Centre tab at the top of the page. The RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will be closed on Monday the 17th of April for an essential upgrade to the radio equipment. We apologise in advance for any convenience. Now for details of rallies and events. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club's 37th QRP convention takes place on Saturday the 15th of April at the Digby Hall, Sherborne, Dorset, DT93AA, doors open 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and admission is £3. The convention will feature talks, traders, bring and buy, club stalls and a cafe. More information, yeovil-arc.com or contact QRP at yeovil-arc.com. The Cambridgeshire Repeater Group Rally will take place on Sunday the 16th of April. The venue will be Foxton Village Hall, Hardman Roan, Foxton, Cambridge, CB226RN. Doors open at 7:30 for traders, 9:30 for visitors, £3 to get in. The rally will feature talk-in, trade stands, bring and buy, an RSGB bookstall and free car parking. For more information, contact Lawrence, M0LCM, on 07941 972 724. Email rally figures 2023 at cambridgerepeaters.net and see the cambridgerepeaters.net website. The Holsworthy Spring Rally and Boot Sale will take place on Sunday the 16th of April. The venue will be Holsworthy Livestock Market, Holsworthy in Devney, X227FA. There'll be plenty of parking, wheelchair access and full catering available. The doors open to the public from 10 a.m. More details, contact the club secretary Ken, G7VJA, via email on m0omc@m0omc.co.uk. And visit m0omc.co.uk website. The Northern Amateur Radio Society's Association Rally, known as NARSA Rally, and the Blackpool Rally, takes place on Sunday the 23rd of April. The venue will be Norbreck Castle Exhibition Centre in Blackpool, Fox Yankee 29 Alpha Alpha. More details, contact Dave, M0OBW, on 01270 761 608, email dwilson, all in one word, at btinternet.com, or visit www.narsa.org.uk. Celebrating World Amateur Radio Day, DARC special event call sign DA23WARD will be active until the 18th of April. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau. Direct cards will be managed by DL2VFR. Celebrating 100 years of broadcasting in Germany, special call sign DB100RDF will be in use until the 31st of December, QSL via the Bureau, or direct to DO2PZ. LA100K is the special call sign for the Akademisk Radio Club. LA1K, celebrating the 100th anniversary of its foundation. Based in Trondheim, it's the oldest amateur radio club in Norway. The special call sign will be in use until the 31st of December, QSL via the Bureau or direct. VI10VF. I'll say that again. VI10VKFF is a special call sign celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Program in Australia. It'll be used from Australian parks until the end of 2023. QSL via Logbook of the World EQSL or via VK5PAS. TX News, James KI7MGY will be in Djibouti until June. Plans to operate as J28HJ on the 8040, 20, 17, 15 and 10 metre bands. SSBN FT8, VQSL via Logbook of the World. Sunny, VU2CUW, is a member of the 42nd Indian Scientific Expedition to Antarctica. He'll be based at Maya Tree Station, Antarctica, AN016, until November. In his spare time, he'll be active as Alpha Tango 42 India, QSL via VU2CRS. Dia, YI1DZ, has been in Juba, South Sudan, since the 13th of March and expects to remain there until the 22nd of April. He operates SSBN FT8 as Z81D in his spare time, QSL via Club Logs OQRS and Logbook of the World, or via OM3JW. Now, for contest news today, the 9th of April, Worktal Britain Data Contest runs 1000 to 1400 UTC and 1700 to 2100 UTC, using data modes on the 80 to 20-meter bands. Where contests are allowed, the exchange of signal report serial number and Worktal Britain Square. On Monday the 10th of April, the Irish Radio Transmitters Society 70SEMS Counties Contest runs from 1300 to 1330 UTC, FM and SSB on the 70SEMS band. The exchange of signal report and serial number EIGI stations send their county code. Also on Monday the 10th, the Irish Radio Transmitters Society 2-meter Counties Contest runs from 1330 to 1500 UTC using FM and SSB on the 2-meter band. The exchange of signal report serial number EI and GI stations send the county code. On Tuesday the 11th, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 70SEMS meter band. The exchange of signal report serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 11th of April, the 432 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 70SEMS band. The exchange of signal report serial number and locator. Wednesday the 12th, 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70SEMS band. The exchange is report and 4-character locator. Also Wednesday the 12th, 432 megs FT8 activity two-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 70 SEMs band, the exchanges report and four-character locator. Stations entering the four-hour contest can also enter the two-hour contest. On Thursday the 13th of April, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 6-metre band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the propagation report. Compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Solar activity declined this past week, with the sun looking distinctly spotless, they write, other than active region 3270. In fact, this has even prompted some amateurs to question whether we are now past solar maximum for this cycle. Rest assured, we shouldn't be, as it's pretty common for cycles to ebb and flow as they develop. Having said that, half the sun's face is currently spotless, and NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the range of 110 to 130 next week. Geomagnetically, things have been reasonably settled, with the KP index reaching a maximum of 4.67 over the past 7 days. NOAA predicts it could rise to 4 on the 10th and 11th of April, but will otherwise stay pretty much as it is in the range of 2 to 3. This may be due to a coronal hole that's currently making its way across the sun's face in a near-equatorial position. However, we may not have seen the last of the activity from region 3270, which has increased in both size and magnetic complexity during the past 48 hours and could soon produce a moderate M-flare. But if you're reading or hearing this on Sunday, the region will be moving out of sight and therefore no longer a threat. Daytime F2 critical frequencies at midday remain around 9 to 10 megs, giving a maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 kilometre path just over 28 megs. If 10 metres isn't doing it for you, we suggest moving down to 12 or 15 metres. Nighttime F layer critical frequencies are around 3 to 5 megs, meaning MUFs over 3,000 kilometres are below 14 megahertz, leaving 3.57 and 10 megahertz as the best bets for nighttime DX. Now, the VHF and up propagation, the current spell of high pressure weather will enhance tropo, which turned up in time for the 2-meter UK activity contest on the 4th of April, and it's now looking a bit vulnerable as active weather fronts come in from the Atlantic. We're likely to have a brief change to unsettled conditions weather-wise before the start of the Easter weekend, and again see some rain scatter opportunities on the gigahertz band. Scandinavian highs are often long-lasting at this time of the year, and this high will regain control by Good Friday and should dominate over the UK during the Easter weekend to give some useful tropo possibilities. However, quite early next week, a new powerful Atlantic jet stream pushes into northern France and will bring a return of unsettled weather and perhaps some more rain scatter. The sporadic E season is approaching, and the higher HF bands, like 10 metres, can show good examples of ease, even during the second half of April, so a good chance to get into the habit of checking your to-go list of 10-metre beacons, as recently updated by Steve, G0KYA, on the propagation section of the RSGB website. The other defaults of auroral propagation have had a good run recently, and random meteor scatter could also prove fruitful as we are heading towards, as we are soon ending the early year drought of meteor showers with the arrival of the Lyrids later this month. For EME operators, moon declination is negative and falling, reaching the maximum next Wednesday. Moon time will be limited to low elevation passes, but with low path losses as we approach perigee on the 16th. 144 meg sky noise is increasing to a high of more than 2000 Kelvin next Wednesday before falling back to the mid-200s the following Sunday. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me. Wishing you a happy Easter. Until next week.